Ribro had a basket partly filled with scallions. He munched on a bunch and belched loudly.
Nothing like fresh picked vegetables. Here, mate, do you want some?
He held out the basket to a groaning pygmy shrew, buried to the chest in rubble, with blood crusting upon his brow.
Doesn't know what's good for him,
Ribro scoffed.
He don't want none. Roback, chuck some of that celery over here, will you?
Roback was nibbling on some tender young carrots. He threw the celery, but it missed Ribro's outstretched paw, landing on the back of a dead shrew. Ribro shot him a look of disgust.
I ain't going to eat that now. You're a lousy thrower.
Grooven pulled a face and stood up, patting his stomach.
Too many strawberries gives me the gripes. Anything else that looks tasty around here?
He turned to scan the far end of what had been the cave mob shrew's terrace field and saw Tag, still some fair distance away. For an instant, shock rooted the stoat to the spot, but then he sprang into action. Without a word, he ran off down the mountainside in the opposite direction. When Dagrab saw him hurtling off through the rubble and into a grove of rowans, she forgot the strawberry in her paw.
Where's the chief off to?
Roback looked up and saw Tag thundering toward them.
Young! There's Tag around here!
They leaped up and fled like sparrows from a hawk in the direction Grooven had taken. Ribro was slightly slower than Dagrab or Roback, and his paw struck a sharp rock. Leaping and yelping, he hobbled as fast as he could until a sinewy paw caught the back of his neck in a ferocious grip. Tag spun the stoat around and stunned him with a resounding blow from his rudder. Nimbalo had now reached the avalanched area and was yelling,
Tag, mate, there's wounded and injured all over the place here. Lend a paw, will you? You've got to help me with them.
For a moment, Tag was torn by indecision. He looked in the direction Grooven, Dagrab and Roback had taken, his eyes blazing hatred, his whole body quivering as he strove to control himself. Then, hauling the unconscious Ribro over his shoulder, he growled,
You'll do for now. I'll track those other three down. They can't run fast or far enough with a Tagarung on their trail.
Driven by fear, Grooven ran like a hunted animal. Some distance behind, he could hear what he thought to be the furious otter coming after him. Actually, it was Dagrab and Roback trying to catch up with him. But Grooven did not intend stopping to face the enemy. He pushed on, certain that the other three had run in different directions or had been hunted down and slain. He struggled open-mouthed to suck in air, his paws pounding over rock, grass and earth alike. Behind him, he heard the crackle of snapping foliage. Panic swept over him and he dodged to the left into an area of boulders, stunted trees and a fast-flowing stream which bordered the flatlands. He tried to bridge the stream with a running leap and failed, coming down with a splash into the shallows below the opposite bank. His right footpaw was almost skinned to the bone as it shot between a rock and a root under the water. A screech of pain welled from his throat and he overbalanced to fall backward into the stream. With the tongues lolling and chests heaving like bellows, Dagrab and Roback tried to halt at the edge of the narrow stream, but their momentum carried them sliding awkwardly on the damp grass into the shallows below.